Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Scott Spears off and running hour number two today of the five-hour shift. Getaway Friday, June the 26th, 2020. Last Friday in the month of June. How about that? 14 minutes past the hour. Here we are. Talking about coronavirus last hour, and it's an interesting conversation to have, and it's not a conversation I'd want to have every day, but to be honest with you, I think when the numbers go as high as they're going and we're having another huge story in regard to it, we have to talk about it. And I like hearing from you. I really do appreciate the caller who called in last hour who told us about her brother. We wish her and her brother the absolute best. That's tough. That's very, very tough to be going through something like that, and I appreciate her honesty and courageousness for calling in here and telling that story. Now, if you have an opinion or anything of that nature, give me a call here. We want to hear from you, and it doesn't have to be the opinion that anybody else has or that I have. Your thoughts are as thoughtful as mine are. So if the phone's ringing busy or anything of that nature, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we will put you on the air if you have anything to say in regard to COVID-19 coronavirus and what we're going through right now in this country. And again, we're not running this as a scare tactic because this is not a news story per se that we're trying to do here. We're just trying to have a conversation. You can do that on radio. Television can't do what we're doing right now. They can tell you the story. They don't have the time to get into a conversation and let the listening audience get in on it. Again, phone number 740-383-9944. But the deal about this whole thing is, and again, understand, nobody's giving you advice on this show, certainly I'm not, about what you should do and what you should not do. You are an adult, hopefully, making the decision for the children out there in the listening audience, and you'll make the best decision possible. Now, I don't think anybody intentionally is going to put anybody in harm's way, but I just think we have to know what the circumstances are. You can make whatever decision you want, but know what the deal is. Make your decision based upon the best possible information that you have. That's how we make all our other decisions in life. You know, it's funny. When we go buy a car, do you know how much research we do now? I think it's one of the we certainly didn't used to do this much research. We will check the blue book value of that car. We will read reviews on that car online to see how well that car holds up. We will check gas mileage on that car. We will go to the lot and test drive that car. We will question the person selling that car about that car. We'll talk to a mechanic friend about ours and see what they think about that car. We will talk to 1,000 different people before we purchase that car. And in the end, that's just to get the best possible information on should we buy that car. Now, sometimes we buy it and sometimes we don't. And sometimes we buy it and it's a disaster. We drive it off the lot and the next day the radiator blows up and we're stuck with a lemon. But that's what basically we're doing here with coronavirus. We're not saying don't buy the car, but we're saying understand these are the facts. And this is what can happen. So if your radiator blows up, it's your fault. That's what we're saying at this particular point. And I don't know. That's all I have to say about that. If anybody has any opinions, same or other, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 18 and a half minutes past the hour. Oh, let me tell you something again here. I think there's something going on at McDonald's on Friday morning. Because I've told you this before, that a few weeks ago I drove through the line at McDonald's, and when I get to the first window where you pay for whatever you have ordered, there was this great smell of syrup coming out of McDonald's, and it made me really hungry for the hot cakes and syrup. And Jeff Ruth was so nice that day to go out and get me a large diet soda and an order of hot cakes and syrup and brought them in, and they were delicious. And then the same thing happened last week. And the same thing happened this morning. Now, here's what I'm still... I don't know what's going on Friday. Why on Fridays does this smell waft out of McDonald's? And it is a powerful, powerful smell. So if you are in the McDonald's area, the only one I can vouch for is the one on Route 95. If you are on Route 95 and you are going to that McDonald's just through the drive-thru anytime between 7 and 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, you will smell the best smell you've ever smelled in your life. It smells like Vermont. You know, just maple syrup wafting out through that window. So, it makes you hungry. Now, I'm not saying I want any hotcakes. I'm not saying that at all, because my typical breakfast at McDonald's, I think there are some people who know what my typical breakfast is. As I say, this is how I gauge my friends. I gauge my friends by knowing minute stuff about me. If you know what my breakfast, typical breakfast is at McDonald's, then I think that we are really good friends. But if you don't know, then I think we're certainly not as close as you might have thought we were. And I did get a Dilly Bar last week. I was talking about Dilly Bars here on the station, and Jeff Ruth again brought me a Dilly Bar. How cool was that? So he's been very nice the last couple weeks. See, I don't know if it's nice or bored. I want to say nice because he does it. So regardless of if he's doing it because he's nice or bored, if he's bored, that's okay, but he's still doing nice acts by bringing me a Dilly Bar and hotcakes the week before. But, oh, I don't think I said. Well, my go-to meal at McDonald's, of course, is for breakfast, is the large Diet Coke and the scrambled eggs and then two sausage patties. That's my go-to for breakfast. And I think you can get that all for under $5. It's a good breakfast. It really peps up your day, let me tell you. Now, another thing I wanted to talk about this morning was... Well, before I go into the next thing, you know what's interesting? I talk about breakfast on here a lot. I think it's because we're here in the morning. But I wonder how many people know what my, like, favorite foods are. I had a conversation with somebody about this not too long ago, about, like, what are your favorite snack foods? What are your favorite meals? And I don't really know. Because I don't think I've ever talked about that a whole lot on the air. I don't really know if people know what my favorite foods or like my what my favorite snack food would be. Now, that would be a really good friend who would know that information. I don't know if anybody does. Isn't that interesting? You would have to be around me quite a bit to know that information. But that's a good rule. If you have a friend and you are with them a lot, pay attention to what they eat and pay attention to what their go-to snack food is. Because once you know that information, then you really have a good friendship going on there. Because those are the little things we don't pick up on, like birthdays and anniversaries and things. And if you forget that stuff, you are in big, big trouble for the most part. All right. Again, phone lines are open here this morning. Any opinions, information are welcome. If you want to talk about the COVID, if you want to talk about the line I had to stand in at Meijer yesterday, if you want to talk about what makes a good friend, that's always an interesting topic. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you something I wanted to do, and I wanted to do this the other day, and I never got to it. But there are so many pizza places here in town, and pizza, and around town, there are pizza places in the outlying areas of Marion County. There are so many pizza places, and we are really into pizza right now, I think, during this coronavirus thing, because it's a very, you know, something we do take out a lot with. In your opinion, what's the best pizza in town or close by? You know, we're talking Brush Ridge, we're talking LaRue, we're talking Prospect, we're talking Caledonia, any place in the outlying area, any place within a 20-mile radius of Marion or in Marion. Heaven knows we have a lot of pizza places in Marion. I want to take a little poll here this morning. What do you think is the best pizza in town? And then we're going to see who wins this morning. We'll see how many people want to participate in this poll. Now, a lot of people don't like pizza, but we just have so many pizza places. I think we have more pizza places than any other thing in the food industry. I bet we have more pizza places than sit-down restaurants. I bet we have more pizza places than we have fast food places. We just have a multitude of pizza places. We have pizza places that we don't even, you know, haven't even been to. So give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's the best pizza place, even in the outlying area? Now, this is interesting. I'm getting a vote online already. Now, the vote online, you know, I need a piece of paper here to really keep track of this. Okay, I'm going to start here, and if I need a bigger piece of paper, we'll get it. But I'm getting a vote for JC's Pizza in LaRue. JC's Pizza in LaRue. Now, here's the interesting thing about this vote I'm getting for JC's Pizza in LaRue. Now, do you think that this person who is suggesting this has ever brought me JC's Pizza from LaRue in the entire time I've known them? No. No. Heavens no. Why would they do that? Do you think they've ever asked, hey, let's get in the car and go to LaRue and get JC's Pizza? Do you think that's ever happened? Oh, gosh, of course not. Have they ever even mentioned JC's Pizza in LaRue? Never. But don't worry, because this is the same person who I went to the ice cream place with in Prospect, and they did not buy me anything. So I can understand it. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going for Payne's Pizza, locally owned.
Yeah. So what do you like so much about Payne's?
I like the people. I know them as clean, and people go in there that if you go in, they come over and give you a hug, glad to see you, and all that stuff. So it's a very friendly space.
Perfect. But we got one vote for Payne's Pizza. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Now we got Payne's Pizza on the board here. So now we got one for JC's Pizza in LaRue, and we've got one for Payne's Pizza. So there's a tie going on right now. We're talking about best pizza places within a 20-mile radius of Marion. So that includes all Marion, includes LaRue, it includes Prospect, it includes Caledonia, it includes all places. Who is your go-to pizza place? We've got Payne's, and we've got the JC's Pizza in LaRue. Now again, we don't have advertising from any of these places. So go ahead and let us know, and it's a free shout-out for them. And I don't have any pizza here in the studio. Wouldn't that have been nice? Wouldn't that have been a good thing this morning if I would have shown up with pizza? You know, cold pizza is a lot of people's favorite breakfast. A nice pizza, cold pizza. But favorite pizza place, let us know. 740-383-9944. We've got JC's Pizza in LaRue and Payne's Pizza. Go ahead, caller.
I'm voting for Tubby's.
Oh, you know, now everybody loves Tubby's, even though they don't deliver. Now, what do you like best about Tubby's?
I love the grease.
You know, it's a very but you know what? It's not as greasy as, say, Dino's.
Well, I don't. Dino's, I haven't had one of their pizzas forever. I used to love Danny's Pizza. And then when they went out of business, then we switched over to Tubby's, and It's just something about their pizzas.
You know, I don't remember Danny. Where was Danny's at?
Danny's was over on Center Street. Boy, this is just, I think, east of Greenwood Street. It's where when you're coming down Church Street, and you have to, you could either continue on Church or make that goofy turn to take you to Center.
Oh yeah, the roundabout.
It used to sit on the east side corner.
Oh, okay, I know where you're talking about.
Yeah. I think there's a car wash beside it.
What was so good about Danny's?
Danny's, it was just the sauce, the toppings, the crust. That's, if you don't have good crust, then you don't have a good pizza. But
you know what? You know what's funny about Tubby's is that there are so many people who have not tried Tubby's because they don't deliver, and I don't think they realize. I mean, it is great pizza.
It's great pizza.
And I don't think they understand that because it is a little bit of a production because you have to pre-order it and you can't do it online. I don't think they have an app or anything like that.
Nope, you just call in.
You call in and then you got to go down there like 20 or 30 minutes later, and you actually have to go inside and pay for it and get the pizza, then take it home. So I think there's a certain group of people who have no, and Tubby's is in an odd part of town that's not the busy part of town anymore.
True.
So I think there's a lot of people who have, they've heard about it and they don't understand why people love it so much, but I don't think they ever try it just because of the old-fashioned nature that it still has.
I think it's the best pizza in town.
A lot of people would agree. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I figured Tubby's would be on the board. Tubby's is a very unique Marion tradition. It's a very localized pizza place, but their pizza, I don't think, has ever been duplicated by anybody in town. They have a really unique pizza. I used to live with a girl who loved Tubby's pizza, so I have eaten a lot of Tubby's pizza in my day. We probably had Tubby's pizza once a week. Because there were some kids involved, and so I've had my share of Tubby's pizza. I haven't had a Tubby's pizza in a long, long time, but I've eaten a lot of Tubby's pizza. So we've got one for JC's Pizza in LaRue, we've got one for Payne's Pizza, and we've got one for Tubby's Pizza in the Great Pizza Challenge this morning. Who has the best pizza? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you want to vote somebody in here. And you can vote the big chains. A lot of people like the big chains as well. It doesn't have to be a local place. 740-383-9944. Who has the best pizza within a 20-mile radius of Marion County? That's an interesting poll this morning we are conducting. And I don't have any cold pizza here to eat, but you know what? That's the way it goes some days. Best pizza in town, 740-383-9944. Didn't somebody used to have a slogan, best pizza in town? I can't remember who that was, but I do remember it was best pizza in town. That was essentially the slogan. Now, there are people out there who don't like pizza. I do know that. There are the rare bunch that don't like pizza. And not that pizza has to be your favorite food, but there are people who just don't like the pizza. I was going to say, what I was getting back to was the person who was talking about the JC's Pizza in LaRue. As I was saying, now they think this is the best pizza in the world, and yet this is the first time I've ever heard this in the entire time I've known them. They've never bought me any JC's Pizza from LaRue, and but like I say, I have to expect that because this is the person who I went to the dairy bar in Prospect with and didn't buy me anything. You know, so, you know, I'm standing out there on a hot day and I don't have any ice cream. Now, everybody else had ice cream, but did I have ice cream? No, I didn't have any ice cream. I had nothing. Everybody else was eating ice cream, and there were like five people in the group, But did I have ice cream? No. No ice cream for me. So maybe I understand where this whole JC's Pizza comes from. You know, I'm trying to think if I've had that. I might have had that because I remember being over in LaRue. Did you know there was a WWGH day in LaRue back in 2018? It was like June something, the day of the... Oh, what was the thing they had over there? It's not the Oorang Bang anymore. They called it something else. Oh, what was it called? Does anybody remember what the thing in LaRue was called? We were over there 2 years ago for it. That's when it was WWGH Day in LaRue. What's the thing? Do they even? I'm sure they didn't have it this year because of the COVID. But what's the thing they have over there? It was the Oorang Bang for so many years, and then they changed it up. You know, they have the cow pie donut or cow pie bingo. It's very interesting. Let's go to the phones, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't it the Moorang Bang?
Moorang, was it? Yo, gosh, I think you're right. Because I remember they for having us come over there, they allowed us to have a spot on the bingo board.
Yeah, I thought it was the Moorang Bang.
The Moorang Bang. It's something like that. Because it has something to do with cows.
Yeah, and can I go ahead and put my vote in for the pizza spot?
Put your vote in.
Little Caesars.
Really, Little Caesars?
Yes, and it was a $5 hot and ready.
Which is probably the cheapest pizza in town.
Yeah, and you know what? Forget about the fact that it's, you know, only $5. I think it's a tasty pizza, I really do. Their sauce is good. I like a thicker crust, so that's appealing. And it seems like they always give you the right combination of a pepperoni and cheese. Even if you get the Supreme, that's still only $10. And they give you everything with that. You get the green peppers, the mushrooms, the onions, the sausage, and the pepperoni.
Oh, so you like the Little Caesars here in Marion out on Route 95.
I raised my kids on that. That's where we had it two or three. When baseball was going on at the park and all my kids were in baseball, Little Caesars saved my life.
I'm still depressed that there's going to be no baseball this year.
Yeah.
I know.
I remember one time, this we can laugh about it now, but the kids were in the back seat and I went to hand out them, like farming out pieces of pizza, pizza that probably just came out of the oven. And my youngest son is sitting directly behind me, so I can't see what's going on. And, I mean, this thing just probably came out of the oven. And it's summertime, it's hot. He's got shorts on. The cheese slid off the pizza under his bare thigh. And he's, like, screaming bloody murder.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was bad.
You
can laugh about it now.
Well, it's funny because I love one of the definitions of comedy that I like is, if it's happening to somebody else, it's comedy. If it's happening to you, it's a tragedy.
Yeah, truer words were never spoken.
Well, we got one for, you know, nobody's breaking this tie, so I don't know. We've got one for the JCs and LaRue.
What was yours? I just tuned in, so if you said it, I didn't hear it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I haven't put down mine. You know, it's interesting. To be honest with you, we always have Domino's here at the Christmas party and the anniversary party. So I do like Domino's. I don't eat pizza a whole lot for whatever reason. I used to eat a lot of Tubby's, as I was saying earlier on, because I live with somebody who really liked Tubby's. Mm-hmm. But my favorite pizza is probably, you know, I do like Pizza Hut, and I do like Domino's. So it'd probably
be the one that does the cheese stuffed crust.
Yeah, that's Pizza Hut.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so it'd probably be a toss-up between Pizza Hut or Domino's at this point.
Back in the day, Star Lanes was a place to go for a good pizza. Did you ever have that?
Now Star is the one that was out way out in the boons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All those pizza places had really good pizza.
Yeah.
They did. Now, you know what? I know somebody. Now, what do you think of this? I know somebody who likes, it has to be white. You know, the pizza has to be white sauce.
I've had that before. I think it was Papa John's. They used to do, I don't know why they quit making it, because it was delicious. Spinach chicken Alfredo.
I bet they weren't selling a lot of it.
Well, I do seem to think it's probably more of an acquired taste. People probably traditionally associate, you know, the pizza, like you said, with the red sauce or whatever. But that wasn't bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people like chicken Alfredo. I can see it being popular.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
I think I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I've never met a calorie I didn't like.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. We've got a vote for Tubby's now. No, Little Caesars. We do have a vote for Tubby's. Currently on the schedule here, we've got JC's Pizza in LaRue has one vote. We've got Payne's, which has another vote. We've got Tubby's, and we've got Little Caesars. You know, one thing I don't like, though, I will have to admit this. I can eat it. It's not like going to test my gag reflex or anything. But people who get this Hawaiian pizza, they call it a Hawaiian, but I think it might even have a different name as time has gone over. The pineapple and the ham and the that on pizza, I can eat that, and it's okay. I like it better on thin crust than thick crust, but there's something about that. The sweetness of the pineapple on the pizza that just does not appeal to me. It's on thin crust, it's better, the ham and the pineapple, but other than that, it's really not something I would knock myself out to order. But what's your favorite pizza? That's what we're asking this morning. Jump in here, grab a line, 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour, 20 minutes left here. We've got one for the JC's Pizza in LaRue. We've got one for Payne's Pizza here in town. We've got Tubby's Pizza. We've got Little Caesar's Pizza. What is your favorite pizza? There's a lot of pizza places we have not mentioned, that is for sure. I don't want to say the name because I don't want to influence anybody in the vote here, but there is a pizza place on Main Street that is local that gets a lot of attention. A lot of people like that pizza. It's very unique. There is a pizza place in Green Camp that gets a lot of attention. I know a lot of people like that pizza. And I think there is a pizza place in Richwood that gets a lot of attention. Oh, and a pizza place in Prospect that gets a lot of attention. So those would all count, but nobody has voted for those as of yet. So what is your favorite pizza? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What is your favorite pizza? Or anything else you would like to talk about on this Getaway Friday, June the 26th, 2020. Or do you like to make your pizza at home? You know, I wonder, a lot of people, well, there's a pizza place right up the road here on Center Street. We haven't heard any votes for that particular pizza as of yet. So give me a buzz. What's your favorite pizza? 740-383-9944. Now, you can do that anytime in the next 19 minutes if you want to tell me what your favorite pizza is. Now, I will say this, because there was something else this morning that I wanted to get into. We've got 5 hours, so we've got a lot of time here to talk. But I'm trying to think of what the other thing was that I wanted to talk about this morning. Now, remember, coming up over the next 2 hours, we're going to do trivia on all these things that want to be banned. So we're going to learn our history on Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth and Uncle Ben and the Cream of Wheat Man. So we're going to learn all that trivia over the next 2 hours. And we have got 14 trivia questions in regard. I wonder if we'll get all 14 trivia questions answered in that particular two-hour period. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Yes.
I'm going to pick Domino's Pizza.
See, I like Domino's too. Now, what is it for you about Domino's Pizza?
Well, for one thing, I can order a pizza, pickup. I can walk and get it.
Oh, so it's
more from it. I don't have to get out and get in the car and go and wait. I can walk and get it by the time I get the car out and get it back in the garage again. So I just like Domino's pizza.
Now, is there any particular thing
and I like the thin crust. I'm not a crust eater. Now, you know, a lot of pizzas you get, it's got big old thick crust, big old crust around the outside edges. Well, I'm not a crust eater. So, Domino's is a thin crust it hasn't got all of that, you know, the crust. What you get, it's thin and it's a thin pizza, but it's all pizza. You don't have to have a lot of a crust. You know what I'm saying?
I did not know. Is there anything in particular you like on your pizza?
I like, there are a number of things you can put on it that I like, but about any one of them, I kind of like. You know what I'm saying?
Now, don't you think it's awful, though, as I was talking here earlier, that somebody suggested this JC's Pizza over in LaRue? Have you ever had that over in LaRue?
No, I ain't never had any from LaRue.
No.
I tell you what I have heard, I think they have pretty well every Friday. They say they have good fish.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yes, I've heard there is good fish, and yeah. There's good a lot of good fish places here in Marion as well.
Yeah, well, I'm not really. I love to fish. I love to catch them, and I'm not really a fish eater, if you know what I'm saying.
You know,
I can smell fish before I eat it, that just turns me off.
It's a turnoff.
But White Oaks Church out here on White Oaks Road, they have a fish fry ever so often. But now since it's this virus, they may not have any. It's about time for them to have one. I think you're close. And they have a fish fry, and I always make a point to go there. All the fish you could eat, so on and so forth, and they get baked beans and coleslaw and all the trimmings that goes with the fish and pop and so on and so forth. All you can eat for $8. That's why they usually charge $8. And if you can't afford that, they let you eat free.
Oh, that's nice.
for the fish, that's why I like fish. But now pizza, if I'm going to have pizza, I'd rather get it from Domino's.
Now, my final question here is, because I think this was awful. Don't you think that when I was over in Prospect getting ice cream, that this person ordered ice cream for everybody else except for me?
Well, somebody's a heel around there. I don't know who it is.
That's exactly what I feel. I think I was shocked that this went on.
If he was paying for it, that was rude.
Oh, it was rude. I agree. I think it was rude.
what can I say? That guy is, maybe I better not say any more, but that would be rude for anybody would do a group like that and leave one out. Unless it was, I don't know, he just separated you out, apparently, or maybe forgot how many to order for.
Maybe I wasn't being that entertaining that day. I don't know. You think maybe I could have at least got like a vanilla cone or something?
Got a cookie or something?
Yeah, something. I mean, it was a hot day. And
yeah, I got a bottle of water, nothing else.
Bottle of water? I mean, let me lick the spoon or something, anything.
Something, I mean... Yeah, that was that your good friend or
Well, I'll say. Well, first of all, it was a girl. It wasn't a guy, but it was it was a friend. But I don't know about any more after not ordering me a ice cream cone. I don't really know what the status of the friendship is at this point.
Well, the one girl and the rest of them were guys.
It was a group. It was there were girls and guys.
Oh, girls and guys.
But the person who was doing the paying and ordering was a girl.
It looked I really truly don't know what to say, but
I didn't know what to say that day either.
I mean, you had to stand out, I mean, or set out, whatever. I don't know, guy. I mean, if it had been me, I might have been awful tempted to what got me the smallest ice cream gum they had, whatever it was. And I would have played kid on them. I'd have went and got it, and I'd have went to another table and ate it.
Well, I thought about it. I thought about it, and I think it might still happen.
If I don't fit in your group to buy me that ice cream, I mean, I don't fit in your group to buy it myself and eat it with you guys. So
yeah.
You guys all enjoy your ice cream or whatever, and I'll just set mine out by myself.
I know.
That would have really got their attention.
And it's the same person this morning who voted for JC's Pizza in LaRue, and here I've never even heard of this. They've never offered to buy me any of this. They've never, nothing.
Guy, I got very few friends, and I got this one particular, well, he's kind of related to me, and I don't know. This just stands out to me. When I go, I usually do the driving. I won't hardly go with anybody else. But now when somebody goes with me, they stay when I get ready to go, I carry out all the rules. I mean, you know, they're with me. But I don't mistreat them, you know what I'm saying? But this one particular person, he works, he's not all that old. And hey, I drive. It costs us to get gas. Okay, most generally we'll get breakfast or whatever. And you know, I got to get minutes. I got to pay for all this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this, I don't know why, but this just stands out to me. That this guy won't pay a cent on nothing.
Oh.
Huh? Now, would that stand out with you, or just like your ice cream? Now, didn't that really stand out?
Oh, it did. You know, see, here's the thing. I'm okay with going out, and I sometimes it's easier just to get one check, and I have no problem with that when I'm with somebody. But if you continuously do this, and you're constantly the only one ever paying, I think you have to examine this relationship, because there's obviously something wrong there.
Did she pay for the ice cream before we got it, or afterwards?
You know, I'm trying to think. I think it was over at the dairy bar in Prospect, so I think you have to pay for it as soon as you order.
Yeah. Well, did she make an honest mistake and just didn't order enough? And she didn't say nothing about you didn't get any ice cream? But was that, if she didn't say nothing about you not having any, it had to be done intentionally.
Right. I don't recall there being any conversation. Now, I do know, because it was, like I said, it was a group of us, and as we were walking back to where we came from, I know that I had to hold somebody's half-eaten ice cream cone at one point.
For what reason?
They were doing something, and I said, can you hold my ice cream cone?
I'll be fasten a seatbelt getting in the car, probably fasten a seatbelt. You can't hardly do that and hold an ice cream cone, or blah, 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 you know.
Right. But
it wasn't the one that bought it, was it?
No. See, if they'd have given me their ice cream cone, I would have accidentally dropped it.
Well, and nobody said nothing about you not having no ice cream?
You know, I don't remember if anybody did or not. I think somebody said, why aren't you getting any ice cream? And I didn't want to be rude about the situation and say, well, nobody offered. But, yeah, there might have been that, but I think that was about it.
The one that bought it, is she a good friend?
Well, she was until she stiffed me on the ice cream.
Ain't too good a friend now, huh?
I had to knock her down the list. She had to go down.
I hope she's listening.
I hope so, too.
that would be kind of rude. I really would.
So
I think.
Well, so we're going to put a check in the column of rude this morning. I think that's what we're going to do.
Okay, thank you. Hey, have a good day, Dad. We'll talk at you later.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. You know, that's just the way it goes. Now we've got a column for rude. So now we're doing two polls, 53 and a half minutes past the hour. Favorite pizza place within a 20-mile radius of Marion is the question this morning. And we have a five-way tie at this point. We have one for Domino's, one for JC's Pizza and LaRue, one for Payne's Pizza, one for Tubby's, and one for Little Caesars. What is your favorite pizza? That is the question. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling in. Favorite pizza place within a 20-mile radius of Marion. There's a lot of places that don't have votes yet, and we don't have two votes for any place yet. We just have Domino's, JC's, Payne's, Tubby's, Little Caesars. And we're also doing a vote this morning that when I was in Prospect with somebody, a group of people, and everybody got ice cream but me in the group, was that rude? That's the other question. And right now we have a check in the column of rude, that was possibly rude. 740-383-9944. There's a whole nother discussion a-brewing. Go ahead, caller.
Baker's Pizza in Bucyrus.
Oh, you know, Baker's. I've heard a lot about Baker's, but I have never been there. Now, what's so good about Baker's?
It's the best pizza I've ever eaten, and I've had pizza all across the United States.
You know, I keep hearing. Now, where is Baker's over in Bucyrus?
And it's right on the main drag. After you go through the square, it's on the right-hand side, down about a block. I can't remember exactly if it's before the railroad tracks or after the railroad tracks.
But Baker's Pizza, and what's the best thing to get on your pizza over there?
Anything you want. It doesn't make any difference what it is, but they have an absolutely magnificent pepperoni and mushroom pizza I've ever eaten. So, and I've even had deep dish pizza in Chicago.
And it's better than that.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'll have to. Baker's Pizza in Bucyrus. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, now we've got another vote. Now, see, now we're going from town to town. We've got a vote for Baker's in Bucyrus. We've got the JC's Pizza in LaRue. We've got Payne's, we've got Tubby's, we've got Little Caesars, we've got Domino's. What is your favorite pizza place within a 20-mile radius of Marion? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call on in. We would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. 56 and a half minutes past the hour. And don't forget, from 10 to 12 today, we're going to be doing trivia. And it's trivia on all these food products that they're interested in taking away, like Mrs. Butterworth, Aunt Jemima, Cream of Wheat, you know, the whole bit this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, mine is Dugout Pizza in Caledonia.
You know, the Dugout. Now, what's so good about the Dugout?
They just have really good pizza. They have good breadsticks, excellent side salads and stuff.
Now, and where is that located in Caledonia?
It's right. If you go to the square, you'll see it.
So just find the square and go to the Dugout.
Yeah, if you come in off of 309, you just turn left and you go right down to the square.
And good prices.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
So now we've headed over to Caledonia. We've got the Dugout Pizza in Caledonia. So we've got one for the Dugout in Caledonia. We've got one for Baker's in Bucyrus. One for Domino's, one for Tubby's, one for Payne's, one for Little Caesars, and one for the JC's Pizza in LaRue. Now, what is your favorite pizza place within a 20-mile radius of Marion? Which, you know, we've got that encompasses our whole listening audience. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. And again, we're going to be doing trivia the next 2 hours. And we'll also still register your vote on the pizza thing because we're going to do this up through 1 o'clock today. Best pizza in town. So, yeah, we're going to do trivia 8 14 questions on all these food products that they have banned. So we're going to learn about Aunt Jemima. We're going to learn about the cream of wheat. We're going to learn about Mrs. Butterworth. We're going to learn about Uncle Ben. And we're going to do it through trivia over the next 2 hours, starting at 10:15. So you're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. We've still got a minute and 20 seconds left here in this particular hour. Does anybody want to weigh in and let us know what their favorite pizza is? We don't have the tie broken yet. We have a lot of votes for several different pizza places, which again goes to prove that there are a lot of pizza places around the area. So we've got one for Tubby's, one for Payne's, one for Little Caesars, one for the JC's in LaRue, one for Domino's, one for Baker's in Bucyrus, and one for the Dugout in Caledonia. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we've also got one vote for Rude, which is how I was treated in Prospect at the ice cream place. All right, let's go to the phones here on this Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Donato's.
How could we forget Donato's? One of the favorite spots here in Marion. What do you like best about Donato's?
Oh, I just like pepperoni, mushroom, sausage. Pretty good.
Sounds good. Well, hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, we've got one for Donato's. Remember, keep the votes coming. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Donato's, Dugout, Baker's, Domino's, Tubby's, Payne's, Little Caesars, JC's all have votes. And here comes another vote. Let's take the vote here before the hour is up. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is this just for the Marion County?
No, it's anywhere within a 20-30 mile radius of Marion.
Yeah, because if it's Marion County, Dugout by far is the best. But if it's the area, Baker's.
Okay,
so that's kind of hard.
So which between Dugout and Baker's? So Baker's is better than Dugout, but if we're talking
just
Marion,
just a little bit, but Dugout by far has Marion County.
Oh, well, I'm gonna have to try both. I haven't tried either one of these. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to continue this. Stay tuned. We'll be back in exactly 15 minutes. Best pizza in town.
Hey, Scott, were you there last night for Cruz?
I was, and let me tell you, one of the discussions was on the division feeling here at the Republican National Convention, and